Chuck Norris, you like Chuck Norris, no?
Yes, yes. I always liked him as a movie star and a, you know, karate action star. And I always somehow I felt he was different from the rest, even though I didn't know anything about his life story. You know what I mean? But now I bought this book. Actually, a friend of mine sent it to me because I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone, and I was talking about, you know, I thought Chuck Norris had a lot of character, you know, compared to like, you know, other Hollywood people like Schwarzenegger, etc. So he sent me this book by Chuck Norris, The Secret of Inner Strength, My Story. And I was really amazed, you know. I mean, because when you see Chuck Norris on, you know, in the movies, he gives this feeling of strength, you know, power, you know. But I had absolutely no idea that he was, up until the age of 18, he was not into sports at all. He grew up basically with his mother. His father was an alcoholic and never was around. So Chuck Norris was not good in sports. He was a very shy, introverted person. And then when he got married real young, and then he went to Korea in the armed forces as a U.S. serviceman, and that's where he started to learn the
martial arts.
Yeah, Korean. And if you look at the early pictures of him, he's a scrawny guy. He's got, you know, scrawny arms. And he's an amazing person. I was reading one thing he says. Before he became a movie star, he was a martial arts instructor and a champion in martial arts, you know. And what he says, I think, something that really struck me, he said he likes, when somebody comes to be a student of his, he likes them to be weak and badly coordinated, rather than, you know, be strong and well-coordinated and fast. He said, the people who are badly coordinated and unathletic, he said, they're better students. They try harder. They stick with it more. Whereas these people who have the coordination and the speed, they drop out, you know? They don't stick to it usually.
But you, Bobby, you have the talent, but also you are hardworking.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, that's true. But it's really, really an amazing book. He's got a couple of other books I want to read too, you know. You know what it's good about? He has all these, like, principles that he teaches throughout the book, and in the back of the book. He says things like, failure is only a matter of interpretation. The only time you really fail is when you don't learn from the experience. Say to yourself, I'll never lose that way again. He's got a lot of really good things in here. And the reason this book is so instructive is because there are so many of these Think Positively books, right? Help you, you know. But they're not written by famous martial arts people or action people. They're written more by psychologists, and you wonder if these people are really successful themselves, right? But his life, he made himself from nothing. He was dirt poor family. I think he's a part American Indian, and not physical, came from a broken family, not a solid family life with a drunken father, and he did it all by himself. It's really very inspiring. My only beef, complaint, is that he's pro-American, you know. but having said that, this book was written in 1987, or 1989. The point is, many years have passed since then. Hopefully he has, you know, the recent events, he has evolved and seen the true wicked nature of the United States, you know. But I think he's really an amazing person because he's really got a lot of love, you know. And also the book, he doesn't try to you know, brush out all of the things that, you know, some people would criticize. Like he had a time where he got tired of his wife and he wanted to go out dating and so many things like that, you know. He's a human being. He doesn't pretend to be perfect at all. He tells so many mistakes he's made, you know?